The weather outside is frightful, but the Pats are still delightful. Cozy up with Romeo and Ashley for Totally Patriots. Coming up in the show, from football to football.
Soccer.
No, you didn't.
I played soccer.
What position? And what were you doing out there?
Learn all about Woodrow Hamilton's interesting athletic history in Pat's Chat.
I tried golf, but that ain't for me.
Plus.
Ooh, my baby's scarier.
What creeps out this cornerback? He'll tell you in Tilted.
And they just walk all creepy, slow motion.
And Gerard Mayo's got the edge in Totally Playbook. Find out what it is and how it'll help your rush defense in Totally Playbook.
It's time for Totally Patriots.
Yeah!
Okay.
Totally Patriots. Totally Patriots.
Woo, now this is the life. Who wants to be stuck outside in the cold and you can be cozied up by the fire and watch Totally Patriots at the same time? It's like a nice double whammy right there.
Bam, 1-2 punch. Here we go. Welcome in everybody to Bass Pro Shop. And happy holidays. We're staying nice and warm in here. Ashley, I love it. We'll take this anytime. Right now, we want to warm you up. Let's warm up the show. Kick it off with Woodrow Hamilton and today's Audible.
My name is Woodrow Hamilton. I'm number 74 for the Pats. My nickname is Boo because I guess, like, it made me laugh the most when I came out. Like, they was picking at me because I was big when I was nine and a half pounds when I was born. And so they used to say, like, I was a grown man when my mama had me. And it was like, I came out like, boo. You know, like, cause I was big. Y'all wouldn't understand, it's just country language. What I think people wouldn't understand, like, how it's different in the country than here, like, it's fast. The country is slow. Like, yeah, basically, it's not that much to do. One thing I'll say about all of our, like, little gas stations and place down, and places, like, down on the corner, they got the best chicken, the best food, period. Like, no matter what, somebody, grandma, a mama is in the back cooking it up. Like, you can go anywhere and eat good.
All right, Scituate High, you guys are in store. Help me welcome the country boy, Woodrow Hamilton, everybody.
I was wondering, have you always wanted to play in the NFL?
How can I answer that? It was always a dream, but, like, I never thought, like, I'd be here. So, I mean, you can say that I kind of, like, wanted to, but, you know, I don't know. Growing up, I believe, like, my family believed in me more than I believed in myself, but it kind of grew on me to believe in myself. Now I'm here, so.
What's your least favorite drill during practice?
I don't have a least favorite. I'm all about getting better, y'all. I mean, of course, some practices you be a little tired, but that's really, like, all in your head, like, because your body can go.
Who's your best friend on the team?
Best friend?
Yeah.
Why are you giggling like that? He's like, oh, my best friend. Because,
I mean, I like all my teammates, but if I had to, like, choose somebody, I would say not somebody specific, because I like all my teammates, but, like, probably, like, just the rookie class, because that's who you come in with. That's who you work the hardest with. We came in not knowing if we was going to make the team or not or still be here, and we here, so I'll say, like, just the rookie class.
Is the only sport you've ever played football?
I played all sports. Like soccer.
No, you didn't.
I played soccer.
What position? And what were you doing out there?
I was only one position I could play in soccer, and it was goalie.
Just taking up space.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I tried golf, but that ain't for me. I did track. I shot put, stuff like that in track, but.
That one I believe, the rest I don't. Guys, give it up for Louis. Go ahead.
Coming up on Totally Patriots.
I never slept with a stuffed animal or a blanket, but I did sleep with football.
Justin Coleman shares his goofy side on Tilted. And later in the show.
I gotta drink this?
Oh yeah, here we go, babe.
It's bottoms up on Totally Challenge. Just what are we making Woodrow Hamilton drink?
How is it?
Really bad. It's terrible, yeah.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam Investments, a proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare, count us in. And by Pepsi, official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
How do you get from Broncos outside linebacker Von Miller to Patriots wide receiver Malcolm Mitchell? Miller played at Texas A&M for head coach Mike Sherman, who drafted Jabon Walker to the Packers in 2002. Walker was at Florida State with wide receiver Anquan Boldin, who is currently on the Lions with QB Matt Stafford. Stafford was coached at Georgia by Mark Richt, who also coached Patriots wide receiver Malcolm Mitchell. And that's your 6 Degrees.
You guys have no idea how hard I'm trying to keep my balance right now. I certainly don't want to fall into this water with Mr. Moose behind me. But one guy I wouldn't mind hanging out with is Mr. Justin Coleman. It's time for Tilted.
Yeah, I have 3 dogs. 2 pit bulls and 1 Siberian Husky. The 2 pit bulls, one name's Isis, and the other name is Maui. And the Siberian Husky name is Journey. She's the youngest. Oh, man. They destroyed my house. My first crush was... My first crush name was Sierra. Yeah. I never slept with a stuffed animal or a blanket, but I did sleep with a football. I did try sleeping with a helmet on before. Oh, I have to say my one pet peeve is when people chew on ice, and not just chew on it, but chew on them with their mouth open. Worst thing. Ooh, my biggest fear are spiders. I really just hate the way they walk, especially the heavy ones, when you just have to kill them. I'm not the one doing the killing, though, but when I do see somebody kill a spider and they swat them from like a ceiling or a high area and it hit the ground, I can just listen to it hit the ground with, ugh. And they just walk all creepy, slow motion, and they'll stand there, and I just feel like they're looking at me all the time. It's the worst thing. My favorite movie is Titanic because it has plenty of exciting scenes. I'll give you something.
Watch this.
All right. Just... live. Save yourself. That's all I got. Yeah, that's when he was in the water. Yeah, he could barely speak, so there go my acting skills right there. Yeah, I'm the greatest of all time.
Last week, we learned how impulse is used to stop the opposing offense. Did you realize it could actually also be used to prevent injuries? We'll find out how together right now, Professor Fritz, and how they do that.
Professor Fritz.
Oh, hey, welcome back to How'd They Do That. We're still talking about momentum and impulse. Last week, we learned that force multiplied by time equals impulse, or the change of an object's momentum. That's how you find out how much oomph you need to stop an object in motion. Today, we'll look at an impulse in another way. More importantly, preventing injury. Football players take massive hits throughout games, sometimes with forces into the thousands. While the defense wants to exert enough force to stop forward progress, the offense doesn't want their players smashed to pieces. That's where impulse comes in. Remember, force exerted over a period of time impacts momentum. If you increase the time of the collision, the force lessens. We're going to demonstrate with eggs. If you drop an egg, it breaks into a big mess, and you're one step away from an omelet. If you put a pillow down and drop the egg, it doesn't break. That's because the pillow has give. It increases the time of the collision, thus lessening the force. The best evidence of this is in the player's equipment, probably why they wear so many pads. The padding also has give, which means that during a collision, the body hits the padding for longer than the actual hit, which makes the force of that hit not as great. Think of it this way. A hit with a short contact time increases the force. And a hit with an extended contact time lessens the force. Impulse. It's what helps you make the stop, but keeps you safe for another game. I'm Professor Fritz, and that's how you make an impact.
Still to come on Totally Patriots. Watch as this big guy puts on his dancing shoes.
Put your left foot in and then you shake it all about.
It's all about Totally Challenging. And
you hear Bill Belichick talk about it all the time. We lost the edge there. The run force wasn't strong enough.
Jerod Mayo explains run defense schemes in Totally Playbook.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam Investments. You, your advisor, and Putnam, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Ace Ticket, the official fan travel partner of the Patriots. For information, call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. And by Pepsi, official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Welcome back, and thanks for tuning in. I have one easy tip for you to stay totally fit. It's called taking the stairs. So if you have options of taking the elevator or the stairs, definitely pick the stairs. The great thing about it is you can find stairs anywhere. You can find them in your school, or even walking around the mall, or even go to the stadium and use the stairs. The key points to remember when using the stairs is to use your arms, to stay on the toes of your feet so you're driving up the stairs, and to also keep your eye on the stairs so you don't fall. The key is to stay moving throughout your day and finding ways to be active. If you keep these tips in mind, you'll be on your way to being totally fit.
Man, being here reminds me of my time in Canada a few episodes ago. Should have brought my hat. I forgot. Remember that thing? These guys are cute, you know, but I don't think I'd want to run into them actually outside in the wilderness. I wouldn't even know what to do. One thing I can handle, totally challenged. Get ready, Woodrow Hamilton. It's your turn.
It's time now for Totally Challenged. Here's your host, Ashley.
I'm excited to see how tough a country boy can really be. Here we go.
Truth or challenge?
True.
What is the most embarrassing thing that's happened to you in front of a crush?
Aww.
I trip and fell.
Were you this size?
I was big. So, okay. And then we was in public. So everybody was like, was that an earthquake? You know, like, people were making
jokes.
But
the real question is, what did she say?
Nothing. When I fell, like, I felt embarrassed. So I looked up, like, I'm going to see if she laughing. And she was just dying laughing.
What was her name?
Her name is Empress.
Is she still in the picture?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I was going to say, she's a keeper if she laughed.
Yeah.
Truth or challenge?
Challenge.
Hey, throw that flag.
I
Let's see.
Oh, man.
Drink prune juice.
All right, I got a little.
So I got a.
I got a little special.
I gotta drink this?
Oh, yeah, here we go, babe. You can take this right on up to him. Oh. There we go. You know?
That is crazy. Hold on now. I gotta do this by myself?
No, you can. I think you both should drink some prune
juice. Yeah,
I'll
exactly.
Do some prune juice. Yeah,
exactly.
Should we just chuck this?
There we go.
Ooh. How is it?
Really bad.
It's terrible, yeah.
It is terrible. Give him a round of applause, guys.
Truth or challenge?
Challenge.
Ooh, another one.
Not that.
Do the hokey pokey.
Oh, yeah.
What if I said I can't dance?
Oh, but you can. I feel that. You got Uggs on. You can do it.
I don't even know how to do it.
Well, you got to.
Okay. Okay, okay, so you're going to do it with me, right?
Yeah.
All right, so you got to give me a demonstration.
I don't know how to do the hokey pokey.
Somebody do
it. Who can sing it? You do the hokey pokey and you turn yourself around.
I got to wear the hat, too.
From the top, ready?
I got it. Oh.
You put your left hand in, you put your right hand out.
Put your left foot in, and then you shake it all about. You do the hokey pokey, then you turn yourself around. That's what it's all about. Hokey pokey. That's all you get now.
Okay, give him a big round of applause, guys.
I've learned a lot about football this season, how to run plays, how to stop plays. I'm thinking I need to learn how to stop a charge from this guy. So if I ever run into him in the woods, I don't just scream like a little girl and run away. Gonna get it right now. Jerod Mayo's got the edge in this week's Totally Playbook.
It's your boy Jerod Mayo, and we are back again. And today we're gonna talk about edge or run force. You hear Bill Belichick talk about it all the time. We lost the edge there. The run force wasn't strong enough. And what does that mean? I'm going to tell you right now. So when you're talking about the edge of the defense, you're talking about the outside portion of the defense. And if you can't turn the ball back in, you're going to have running backs screaming down the sidewalk. And you ask, hey, what is the sidewalk? The sidewalk is this area right here. And anytime you get a running back who's running a 4-3, on the sidewalk, you better believe it's going to be a touchdown. So what do you have to do? You have to get someone to turn that ball back in. And anytime you're able to get that ball turned back in, the running back has to pitter-patter his feet and cut back into the teeth of the defense. You say, hey, what's the teeth of the defense? The teeth of the defense, that is when you get these big 300-pound defensive linemen running full speed towards this guy, cutting back into them. And it's going to be a lot of pain and a lot of tackling. So who can set the edge or who is in charge of run force? So it could be a linebacker, it could be a defensive end, or it could even be a corner or a safety. It doesn't matter, but everyone on the field has to know who's responsible for the edge. So when you hear, hey, it's cloud support, what does cloud support mean? It starts with a C, so you know it's your corner. Your corner is responsible for turning it back in. If you hear backer support, you know the linebacker is responsible for turning it back in. And if you hear easy support, you know a defensive end, E for end, is responsible for turning the ball back in. I just taught you a lot about the edge and a lot about the sidewalk and how to stop a good running back.
Folks, players, song of the week.
I'm Chris Long, and my song of the week is actually an entire album. It's the Chris Stapleton album, Traveler. It just helps me kind of relax when I'm driving home from work. It can also pump you up on your way to the stadium. Certain songs on there that are more like that. So it's a great album. I can't wait for the next one.
I'm Chris Hogan. My first job was working as a landscaper. I liked it because I was able to stay outside for most of the day. My boss was my elementary school basketball coach. That's how I got the job. He was tough.
Actually, this has been nice. This is warm in here. I could get used to this in the fireplace.
We know you can, because when you get cold, your lips turn purple. It's like weird for everybody. But if we stay here at the Bass Pro Shop, we'll miss the rest of the Pats games. We got to go.
Good point. And after the way we played last week, we didn't want to miss a thing. Unbelievable win against the Ravens. Actually, you know what, Ashley? Let's hit them with some top plays. We're going to leave you guys with some of the best top plays from last week's game.
All right, guys, we'll see you next week.
My God, it adds so much to your offense when you can split your tailbacks out 61 yards right up the gut.
Got him. Right, that'll be a sack. Yeah. In the end zone, Patriots swarm over the ball carrier.
Absolutely stoned him and got right to the ball carrier. That's a nice job by his defense starting this game. What a call by Bill Belichick, Judge, and the special teams.
Here comes McCollum, who blocks the kick. Ran straight up the middle, leaped over the line, and blocked the kick.
Oh boy, Shane McCollum.
Well, LeGarrette Blount now, he's gone past 1,000 yards for the second time in his career. Jans in, throws deep down the right side for Hogan, behind the defense, reels it in, he's gone.
Gone.